You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Just a little history quiz here, asking Dan, since it's his tribe, Lech Walesa. He sort of knew, I think. Henry did know because of Joe of Exton.
Yeah.
We're working, thanks to our buddy Robin. He's apparently coming to Philadelphia, and this guy is one of the most underrated figures of all time to get him in studio. He, I think, along with Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher and the Pope, started the downfall of the Soviet Union, something we never thought would happen. The shipyard workers in Gdansk and Ronald Reagan responded to, as I think Trump would. Obama did not respond to people in Iran who were chanting, "President Obama, are you with us?" Obama apparently wasn't when there was a shot there. Okay, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless.
Dom.
Yes.
Can I just say, yes. I call Scott, he answers the phone, and yeah, he's mid, like, signing someone up to vote. Like, the guy's always working, it's nuts.
Oh, yeah.
It's fascinating, it really is.
Oh, yeah, anything he'll spin into, are you registered to vote?
I don't know about to reveal that on air, but, like, third hand, yeah. I just hear him, like, go to Early Vote Action, you know, reach me right on Twitter, we'll get you help.
Well, I know he's pacing, he's so fired up today, as he told me this morning, because this is about the biggest development we've had with Scott. That's saying a lot. Given what's going on here in Pennsylvania, and when you crunch the numbers, something big is going to happen in Pennsylvania relatively soon. Let's go to Scott Presler. Hey, Scott, welcome back.
Hey, you have caught me out on a walk in York County, Pennsylvania. And as I'm walking, this guy just pulls over and I'm like, oh, what's going on? But no, he's the supporter. And so even here on the streets of York County, out for exercise, I'm still working and getting the vote, and I'm very proud to now tell you that I have lost 40 pounds in 4 months.
Wow.
Just by walking and changing my diet, 4-0.
That is tremendous, Scott, because you didn't have that to lose, so that's even more difficult. What are you prouder of, the 40, or about what you're ready to tell us about the results in Pennsylvania this week?
Well, both, because I like to think that every voter I sign up is another calorie I burned. So, which is a lot of calories. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So, is everybody sitting down? Is everybody sitting down? Because, listen, I am larger than life. I am so gosh darn excited. I can't even tell you. I'm about to jump out of my skin. We are 58,800 active voters from flipping Pennsylvania to a plurality of registered Republicans. And I want to make this clear and I said overtly, that is the lowest Democrat advantage in modern history in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
It is, Scott, you are the driving force of this. And again, you're an incrementalist. You set targets. You drive people toward them. And you have now, and you share the credit. Greg Rothman, who's been on the show, the Philadelphia GOP, the Pennsylvania GOP, you acknowledge is running the statewide contest, all 47 counties, to see who can register more voters to the Republican side. If that happens, Scott, say in the next 6 months, whatever it might be, that plays into the midterms in a way that people feel the wave is on our side.
Well, I want to put things in the context for you. So, yes, first, I must give a shout out. Chairman / Senator Greg Rothman is doing a phenomenal job. He is really, I don't ever want to say he righted the ship, but let's just say that he is honing the craft of GOTV, of voter registration, of visiting the 67 county parties, of edifying the grassroots, of working with the county chairs. And I couldn't say more good things about this new direction of the PAGOP, Greg Rothman, CJ, the director of the PAGOP, and the contest that they're doing. But we just spent the last week at the York State Fair, actually 10 days, and I can tell you by the number of handouts that we gave out, we personally spoke to and delivered a note of retention of the Democrat Justice's flyer to 4,000 voters. And when somebody says, oh, but Tom, 4,000, that's not a lot of voters. Let me put this into perspective. We spoke to so many people in York County, Cumberland County, and Dauphin counties. And every single person that I noted was in one of those counties, I let them know, Scott Perry, Scott Perry, Scott Perry. Scott Perry voted for the BBB, the Big Beautiful Bill. Scott Perry is a supporter of doing things like no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, no tax on Social Security, of helping our seniors. And I have to tell one brief story, but this is important, please. I was out at the table, and we have a big, beautiful poster of President Trump. And this woman comes over to fill out our whiteboard. Our whiteboard says, you know, do you approve of President Trump? And she looked at the billboard of President Trump and said, I wish he would go back home. I got to talking to her because I want to find out what makes these people tick. Come to find out, she had her identity stolen, and it affected her food stamps. So you know what I did? Even though this woman was a Trump hater, she's an American. I am loyal to the American people, regardless of whether you agree with me or disagree. And I said, you know what? You live here in York, ma'am. Your representative is Republican Congressman Scott Perry. I said, you give me your number, you give me your name, I'm going to personally advocate with you. That was on a Sunday, Dom and Dan. And within hours, we had Scott Perry's office not only contact this woman on a Sunday when they're not even working, you know, because they deserve a break too, and they were able to, within 24 hours, rectify and have reconciliation so that way her identity and her food stamps and all of that is taken care of. And that is the influence that Perry has, and that is his heart for the people. And that's why those 4,000 voters do make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for that story. Yes, because he's in going to be in a targeted in a tough election cycle coming up. Scott, any thoughts on New Jersey? I know they don't publish the registration week by week, sadly. But what's going on in New Jersey? What are you up to over there?
You know, we're having a unity rally on, let's see what day it is. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath because I am walking.
Is this the Seaside Heights one?
Seaside Heights. This is on the 9th. On the 9th, we're doing a unity rally, and I'm going to send you, with your permission, Don, the flyer. I'm going to post it today.
Sure.
And basically, here is my message. To my Spadia supporters, again, I court you. I want your vote. To Bramnick supporters, to Ed Durr supporters, to Justin Barbera supporters, to Mario Krandick supporters. This is the time that we come together as a family and we stop Mikey Sherrill from trying to raise further our property taxes. And so we really are doing a concerted effort to court every single conservative, even independent and Democrat, and bring them over for Jack Chattarelli. Jack Chattarelli for governor of New Jersey.
Absolutely, Scott. Now, personal business, and I'm not going to give the guy's name and honor all that, but you have a guy on Twitter, and I believe former military, I observed the last day or so, threatening you. Why can't we do to this guy some awful things? That's how big of a threat you are to minds like this. What's happening with that?
Well, so to give people context of what happened, I do read my comments on social media. And so this guy wrote in response to one of my posts, he said, Scott Pressler is a POS. I'll let you guys fill in the blank of what that means. I'm not going to say it on air. And then he said that I deserve the Shepherd treatment. Now, to anybody that doesn't know, Matthew Shepherd was a member of my community who was savagely pistol whipped, beaten, and left for dead in Wyoming. And he's a member of the Army, our U.S. military, that said that to me. So what I did, like any logical and rational person, is I looked up his voter registration, and I found out he's registered as a Democrat. And, you know, I'm not going to allow threats like that to go unchallenged. Because if people feel that they can get away with it, silence leads to violence. And so I'm very proud of the fact that I didn't lead to anything other than putting out information that this member of our military, you know, did something unbecoming and probably is a violation of articles and sections of the U.S. military. And we'll see what happens. But this is really about a deterrent effect, that I want to make it clear that whoever is listening right now, whether it be Governor Shapiro, whether it be the Democrat Party or anyone that's trying to stop our efforts, I am not backing down. I am not stopping. And I'm going to dedicate my life to helping to elect good conservatives in office. And no threats of violence are going to intimidate me from doing the right thing, period.
Absolutely, Scott. Absolutely. Now, how do we help in your efforts in one way or another, Scott Pressler? What do we do?
You know, for the first time, I know I always direct people to early vote action, but I'm going to be bold today. I'm going to be very bold with you. If you want me to hire more people, I ask, if you know anyone in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey with deep pockets, please court them. And I want you to know, so I'm going to be vulnerable with you guys for a second. Let's be vulnerable. I don't take a cent from my organization. You can check the FEC for earlyvoteaction.com. Early Vote Action is a federal PAC, a political action committee. I do not take a dime. I'm probably one of the only quote-unquote influencers that doesn't take a cent. So just know that anyone that donates to our organization will go to hiring more staff. And I want to hire for Lackawanna. I want to hire more for Erie County. I want to hire more for Butler. And I'm even invested in hiring already three full-time staffers in Bucks County, but expanding into Chester, more in Philly, more in Montgomery. So again, if you know anybody with pockets that is willing and able to spare, earlyvoteaction.com, your finances will go to flipping the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania from blue to red, and I promise that.
All righty, Scott, thank you, as always. A great day, great moment, and I'm so glad you came on to share it.
Oh, you know what? Thank you, Dom, and I look forward to seeing you next Monday at 2 o'clock.
All right, Scott Pressler here, 40 pounds down. I don't know what he weighed before, if he told us that when I first saw him, but you know, he was pretty
much
lean.
Weight on him, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's about 6'5", so.
That's the thing, though, is 40 pounds for someone who's 6'5", 6'6", isn't
Yeah, exactly.
Noticeable.
How much did you lose, Dan, you know?
Man, I fluctuate like 60 pounds at a time.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Right now, I'm up there. I got to put them off.
Same.
All right, 855-839-12.
Scott Pressler, come.
Yeah.
Teach us your ways.
I'm going to invite him to Mulligan's again. What the heck, you know, if he's in the area, but stop in one of these next
Scott Pressler have Henry run laps around the building?
Yes, there we go.
I'd rather do the football throw.
Well, we're working on Ron Jaworski. That's coming together here, I think. Nothing solid yet, but behind the scenes, pieces are being moved. Okay, before Dom's Money Melting, coming up in just a moment for a great prize, following up with Scott, I wanted to mention this. Even the Inquirer acknowledges, without mail-in ballots, they said President Trump may not have become the first Republican in 36 years to carry Bucks County. They voted for Trump last year, they have to say, by a narrow 291, but we won in Bucks County. An analysis of mail-in balloting across the Commonwealth showed that much of the success in the county could be attributed to improved performance in mail-in ballots, despite spending years, they say, of Trump going after this. So people found a really good solution, which was, you don't trust it, okay, but you want to register that early vote. You show up with the mail-in ballot and hand it in right there in the office. Remember those days? And Pat Pavrick, thank you for that. They encouraged this. They were part of it. And I hope that we see more in the two big elections we have. You know, in Pennsylvania, we have the Supreme Court justices. Retention, no, to the three of them. But also out in Bucks County, we have the DA's race, Joe Conman on the Democrat side. And we have Fred Herron on the sheriff side. Two big races on law enforcement. Thank God those two are there. More on that coming up. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, Philadelphia Eagles, no hotter story in town, of course. You'll win four tickets today if you're the winner to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp public practice on Sunday, August 10th at 6 p.m., Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation, and this is where they do all kinds of things, not just the practice, take photos with Swoop, free face painting, green screen photo stations, performances by the Eagles cheerleaders, and drumline, among other things. All right, Henry, what do we have today?
Yeah, Dom. So today it's a side question. We're asking for something associated with the 80s, whether that's a person or that's a thing. How about a song? How about a song associated with the 80s? There's a few out there I thought between picking from. But what I landed on was something that had a bit of a cultural phenomenon back in the 2000s. And that would be the song Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley. In the 80s, obviously a big pop hit. But in the 2000s, early 2010s, it became a bit of a meme where you'd show someone a video. And instead of playing that video of what it's titled, it would show up with the Never Gonna Give You Up music video.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to play Never Gonna Give You Up, covered by a different person. I'm playing this 80s song covered by a 70s star. Some things about this 70s star. This person had 51 top 40 singles, 13 of which hit number one. This person is in their 80s now, but still performs live on stage. And when Frank Sinatra saw this person perform in the 70s, Frank Sinatra said, quote, "He's next." So I'm going to play.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, really. Really. That's a true story.
Impressive.
So I'm going to play this person covering
Rick
Astley.
Are you rickrolling the audience?
I'm, in a sense, I am. Yeah. I am going to play the song right now. It's obviously not by Rick Astley, but I'm going to play Never Gonna Give You Up. I want the artist covering Rick Astley here. Just covering Rick Astley.
All right. That, and you're off to the Eagles practice. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's exactly right. Playing for Eagles tickets today with Money Melody. And let's hear the clue.
We've known each other for so long. Your heart's been aching, but you're too shy to say it. Inside we both know what's been going on. We know the game, and we're going to play it.
All right. 70s star, I wrote down, I think.
70s star performing an 80s hit.
Okay. Jeanette in the Northeast. Hey, Jeanette, afternoon. Who is performing?
Would that be Barry Manilow?
Yes.
Yay! Yeah.
All right, Jeanette, enjoy the Eagles with three other people, the big Eagles practice, which I can't imagine. I don't know. I guess some soccer. Henry, would you say there's any sports franchise in the world that has more, remember, the market dominance and just passion even of the casual? I don't know if each soccer team, there might be a soccer team out there that does. Maybe.
Might be, an EPL team or something like that. Maybe like a Real Madrid over in Spain.
But other than that, I can't imagine what happens when people show up for practice in previous years and this year. Oh, my God. Yeah. Exactly.
It's a party out there.
Yeah, and Ray Didinger the other day was really good. Dan, how's it going on getting him to come to the shore to be honored? You can ask him. He seems
didn't know
to
we were
be
actually going
to
do that.
Oh, no, I would.
You'd Mulgans. Actually drive him, too?
If yes, I would do that. But
send a police escort like we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Tony Orlando.
I've been involved with a police escort, Congressional Medal of Honor recipients at Andy's Diner. They came in with sirens. A whole police cadre brought them in.
I wonder who that is on 95. It's Tom Giordano with the police escort.
I bet Fred Heron would do that chop. He'd get us a sheriff's detail. We probably could arrest some people on the way, too.
Drive by you doodling along in your Ford Focus.
Exactly. I rode in a Ford Focus in the Vice President Cheney's wife in a Ford Focus.
Really?
And they said, yes, we were headed. I interviewed her over in Center City, Philadelphia. We were headed to a book signing, and they said, don't stop for anything. That was the guy from the Secret Service.
We should do like a driving show, Dom Live in the Focus.
All right, let's go to Leslie.
Just close the windows, no air conditioning allowed, like when you're usually
driving. No, it was serious, and there was this van of guys that looked suspicious pulling up alongside, but... By the way, have you ever had this scenario? You know, I hate the stereotype, but we were at the shore. I was waiting for a row to come back with pizzas. We had people over. And these people standing on a street corner waiting to go into a restaurant in Center City Wildwood just looked mobbed up to me. I got to say it. They did. So, you know, do you move?
And that's coming from an Italian, too.
Yeah, do you move away a little bit? Like at any moment, some guy's going to come down from the boardwalk, you know, a bunch of guys firing or something. I wish I had photographed him, you would see what I mean.
Hey, last hour we talked about Hulk Hogan and the response he's getting because he was MAGA.
Yes.
Skinny Joey's, the new cheesesteak place. Joey Merlino has a place now. A lot of conversation on Reddit, Dom. And it's like, yeah, we shouldn't go and support such a bad human being because the guy is MAGA. It's like, wait, he's also a former mafioso, and they're prioritizing his MAGA
over
the mafia and saying that's worse than being in the mafia, and that's why they don't want to eat his cheesesteaks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? In Philadelphia, I bet with some of these people, that's exactly – it would be an interesting thing. What's worse than being a Trump supporter? And there could be all kinds. You could be a criminal.
Mafia.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That kind of is their mafia, is it not?
Yeah, exactly.
They have their mafia. This is a
right.
different family.
That's exactly right.
They want to see him capped or something.
Yeah, exactly. Knows? Leslie in Bryn Mawr next. Hey, Leslie. Afternoon.
Aloha.
Aloha.
So my answer today, this actor starred in two different movies in the 80s that – ushered in two different dance crazes. One was from urban cowboy, country line dancing became the it thing in the 80s. And then he did Staying Alive, which ushered in disco like no other. So John Travolta is the face of the 80s and responsible for two big dance music genre crazes.
I would say I don't remember any male that I'd rather look like in a movie than Travolta, except maybe Ray Liotta in Goodfellas. It's a tie, but yeah, what the heck happened to John Travolta, though, from that? Whew.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was really, you know, the guy.
All right, what's the best scene in Staying Alive, Leslie? I don't think that Henry may have seen it. Dan would probably not, but oh, come on. When they're hitting his head, you know, the hair, don't muss the hair, and the father pops him in the head at the dinner table. That's the scene. How many times did they do that?
I don't recall that scene.
Oh, come on. Google it.
I'm not as obsessed with my hair as you are.
Well, that's true. You turned it on me. But, oh, that is a great scene. He's got the big pompadour. They hit him in the head, you know. He's only concerned with the hair, too. That's a good one, Leslie. Thank you. Yeah, that's a good one, without a doubt. All right, 855-839-12. Henry, have you seen Staying Alive?
I hadn't heard it until right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What?
Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Sure, I think Dan has, yeah.
This movie.
Yeah. Oh, Staying Alive.
Not the Bee Gees song, this movie.
Right.
All right, I'm conferring with Dan.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Staying Alive's one of the top five films of the 80s. It reflects the 80s. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
I don't know if it's even the top five Travolta films of the 80s. Shout out Blowout.
No, I didn't say it was a great film. I'm just saying it reflects it.
Okay.
It definitely reflects.
All right, I'll put it on the list.
I mean, they got a scene on the Brooklyn Bridge with a guy falling off and then dancing and everything
else.
Wasn't
there like a third one, too, or no? It was just a one.
Yeah, I think he did another one after that. Yeah. But, yeah, he exists.
Oh, no, Staying Alive was just a crap. Yeah. Okay. I thought Staying Alive was halfway decent and there was a really bad one, but apparently Staying Alive was the one that got 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. 855-839-1210. Why am I taking such pleasure in this story? Well, there's history. Lawmakers angry over Trump's plan to detain immigrants in South Jersey. Donald Norcross, hey Donnie, says he's never been shut out like this. Oh, isn't that a shame? That the Wrightstown mayor said his town of 400 residents is contemplating the proposed immigrant housing with great fear. Why would that be, Mayor? What's so fearful here? Are you saying that you think people that are here illegally are making you afraid? Donald Norcross expressed anger and puzzlement toward the Trump administration after meeting with commanders at the South Jersey military installation, where they have housed people from Afghanistan and everything else. He and the military leaders were being kept in the dark by the administration, which is not providing information about its intentions for Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst. He spoke after he and Democrat U.S. Representative Herb Conway conferred with the commanders. They wanted to know when detainees might arrive, how many might come, and even if the proposal will go forward at all. But Dan, your neck of the woods, remember when the Biden administration wanted to fly in, and that guy, quite a character from Atlantic County. Remember, is he the commissioner there? They wanted to fly them into the, was it the AC airport and house people there? And that was all fine. We got him on. He detailed how insane that would be. This is a military base. They've handled this before. This is all a tactic to try to slow down dealing.
Oh, Denny Levinson, so you're talking about, right?
Oh, he was a great guest. Yeah. Just unbelievable. And he laid out, where were they going to put them there? It's not that big of a spot. And whenever we're talking thousands of people, well, that's because what the Biden administration wanted to do was fine. All right, 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 1210. Side question today, coming off these deaths in three, there were more of icons of the 80s, particularly Hulk. Hit us with something that was iconic, either a person or a thing in the 80s. Straight ahead on Talk Radio 12.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, this is Dom. You got the side question, 855-839-1210. By the way, the film is not Staying Alive. The film is Saturday Night Fever. It's Staying Alive is the theme. Underneath it, the song. Yeah, Saturday Night Fever.
Well, Saturday Night Fever is the first movie. Staying Alive is the second movie.
Oh.
That's what I just figured out with Dan, because reading about it. I'm this is a sequel to
Saturday Night Fever is the thing, but Staying Alive, I got to think, is more minor than that.
Yeah, it's the 1983 sequel.
Staying Alive's generally known for, well, it's Sylvester Stallone directed, but that's where he kind of shoehorned his brother Frank Stallone into a soundtrack, and he produced the lead song for Staying Alive. And that's really all it's known for.
I'm glad that people clarified that. President Trump is teasing this tariff rebate for Americans. In other words, the tariffs are working. There was a surplus in June. We're going to have on the top guy in the Treasury Department on Wednesday. We heard E.J. Antoni today. And the counter from the other side, meaning you get a check if you're a taxpayer, is no, that's just like what Biden did. You're now doing what Biden did? No, it's not. They took too much money from us. Here's a chance. Whoa, what about paying down the debt? No. Give people their money back. That's the smarter thing to do. All right, Dan, a pop quiz on this. You weren't in school. Yeah, you weren't in school then. No, you weren't even born yet. 1989. What was the top? Now, the Wall Street Journal is very proud of this research. They surveyed 4,096 public school teachers over the last year. What was the top 10 books assigned in English class? What was number one?
Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, and I hate that book. It just
wait, but is that right? Yes.
No, it's not Catcher in the Rye. Okay. Good guess.
I was just thinking about Holden Caulfield the other day for some reason.
Yeah, Henry, what do you say?
I have no idea.
See, now, I get what they're doing with this, but it is Shakespeare after all. Romeo and Juliet, 1989.
Why are people still studying this crap?
And also today. Good. In 1989, it was Macbeth. Today, a ghastly book, The Great Gatsby. Huckleberry Finn, 1989, in third place. Today, it's The Crucible. Huckleberry Finn is nowhere on this list today. And Huckleberry Finn is the great American novel. Why? Well, you can't have Huckleberry Finn anymore because some people don't like the language.
Is T-Cam which still is, on there?
All right, here are the top 10 today.
T-Cam's got it. To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes, and it should be. In order, Romeo and Juliet, The Great Gatsby, The Crucible, Macbeth, Of Mice and Men, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Of Mice and Men's kind of offensive towards big people.
Okay.
I'm a tall guy. I've never killed a mouse.
There you go. To Kill a Mockingbird, Knight, Dan's favorite, Hamlet, Fahrenheit 451, and Frankenstein.
I get that, okay. Ray Bradbury.
Yeah. So they have not changed very much at all, is the bottom line. And
did you say 1985's on there?
1984?
Yeah.
No, 1985.
Yes, it's a song.
It's, I am. The Indiana schools produce another great product, 1985. Okay. The thing is, here's the biggest change as I see it. It's just so... The punchline. Adventures of Huckleberry Finn was 3. I would have had it number 1. It's not in the top 10. I bet it's not in the top 100. You can't do Huckleberry Finn anymore, even though the whole point of the book, everybody knows it, Huck sees Jim as a man, even during those times, as a human being, not in the manner of the times with slavery.
Is Tom Sawyer still on there?
No Tom Sawyer. I gave you the top 10 now, though. Romeo and Juliet,
all I
Great Gatsby.
Painting a white picket fence. That's all I remember.
Yeah, that's there's Shakespeare still on here. I'm okay, but the Great Gatsby is trash.
I read most of those.
You
I
did?
Don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember. I remember reading the Great Gatsby. I don't really remember.
Now it was
book.
Catholic school, Radnor, right?
It was Catholic school. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you the number one that you think they would have was it Romeo and Juliet?
The Bible.
Yeah, Romeo and Juliet was right. Definitely a prerequisite reading going to my freshman year of high school, I want to say.
All right.
Something like that.
No Huckleberry Finn, though.
No, never read that. I read The Crucible. Definitely read some Shakespeare.
Right.
I'm trying to think.
Well, I'm okay with the Shakespeare, but the point to me is, how could Huckleberry Finn not even be in the top 10? Right there, it tells you what's happened. They're cowards. Ask your local school. Oh, Huckleberry Finn. We couldn't do that. Now, reading it aloud in class might be tricky. I'll admit that. But aside from that, how's Huckleberry Finn not the number one book?
I'm surprised it is the American novel. Crucible's number 2?
Number 3.
Isn't it kind of like underlying commentary on cancel culture to a degree?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
Hester Prynne. The original canceled person.
Yeah. And To Kill a Mockingbird is way down to, you know why that is? We've had people on it. To Kill a Mockingbird, they see as the white savior, and they're not going to have that. But To Kill a Mockingbird is still popular among average Americans. And they have to have it in there a little bit. But they're afraid. They're afraid of Huckleberry Finn and To Kill a Mockingbird.
But no 1985.
And no 1985.
Didn't read that until
college. All right. Before the lightning round, it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Henry, this is cut 7, youtube.com/1210WPHT. Just our eye is on this, and maybe more tomorrow. Listen to whom it's claimed could face indictment coming off the Tulsi Gabbard. I'm seeing more of what Tulsi Gabbard has. Today she just teased more documents. You probably know some of these figures have been mentioned, but listen to the last one. Here are the people that could be indicted.
So what I think I hear you saying is there is still an opportunity for indictments, potential prosecutions, accountability from those people who may have lied under oath, like John Brennan, James Comey, and perhaps Hillary Clinton.
Well, that's why I've made the referrals that I have. DNI Gabbard has made referrals.
Yeah.
And why we're going to continue to share the intelligence that would support the ability of our Department of Justice to make fair and just bring fair and just claims against those who have perpetrated this hoax against the American people and this stain on our country.
Director, one other question on this. Tulsi, as well as President.
All right. So it's Hillary added to this. Do I think that's going to happen? Unlikely. I don't think it'll be President Obama. But Comey, Brennan, Clapper is already lawyered up. And what Radcliffe, the CIA guy, who I think is my choice is the second best in the cabinet overall, he says that the Durham report, if you remember that whole thing, there were parts of it that were classified, that were never allowed out, and that gets to the hoax that went on here and the attempt to derail Trump. All right, let's go to Steve in Bordentown. Steve's on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Steve.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Steve.
How you doing, Dom?
Very good.
From the 80s, what I remember was that, well, that movie Flashdance. And the girls would wear the leg warmers all the time with the feet out. And I don't know if they did it in Philly, but they did it in Jersey with Reeboks and wigwam socks. I don't know if you remember that. Two or three pair of socks.
Right.
Two or three pair of shoelaces in the sneakers. And that was all through the 80s, you know, going to the bars, they would come in like that. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was a flash dance.
It
was also Jane Fonda, yeah. The exercise queen.
Yep. Yeah. And that Jennifer Beals, she still looks pretty good. And you know what books I had to read? Animal Farm and Brave New World when I was in high school.
Well, I love Brave New World. Did you like them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Outstanding. Still good books. I still refer back to things. Even now in Animal Farm when, you know, they're all happy slaves, actually, is what it was.
Thank you, Steve, very much. 855-839-1210. We have the lightning round coming up. Bill in Bucks County. All right, Bill, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon there, Dom. I just wanted to offer that my opinion is if Mastriano wants the nomination, he'll get it.
Well,
he's
what's that based on?
County chairs, and he's got – what's that?
I don't think he has county chairs. Now, he's got the people in the hinterland. You think he could beat Stacey Garrity?
I think Stacey Garrity will wait her turn.
All right. I'm taking the other side.
In
because,
politics?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I believe if he wants it, you know, he'll get it. You know, he is a fringe candidate. We know he is. But he's MAGA and ultra-MAGA, and they're behind him 100%. And that's 25% of the party.
Well,
and that's the way it is.
I would have to say the disaster here will be a lot worse than the last time. And here's the thing, you know, but maybe listeners don't. Mastriano says, well, it all depends upon President Trump. If President Trump tells him not to run, he won't. I hope President Trump does this sooner rather than later. I hope Trump realizes what a disaster this guy will be. He will lose by worse than he did the last time. That's what will happen.
Well, that's absolutely true, but Trump didn't endorse him until the very last minute 3 years ago.
That's right. Yeah, but what I'm saying is, can he head him off?
When I went to the feud, they wouldn't even let me into the feud with him and Kathy Barnett in there.
Yeah, well, will they say to this guy, look, Trump's got to say sooner rather than later, and I think Garrity would run. I think it would be your turn.
And then you scolded me for saying I was part of the establishment. you know, because I didn't want him to be the candidate.
Well,
I knew he couldn't win.
If I did that, then I mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. Seriously.
I mean, and I got somebody for the side answer.
Yes,
too.
Go ahead.
He was a former SAG Screen Actors Guild official. He was told he saw the shining city on a hill, and he asked Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down this wall. And he had a very inspiring slogan in the 1980 election. It was called, the slogan was, "Let's make America great again."
Oh, beautiful call. Ronald Reagan, of course. All right. That's well, these are worthy contenders.
Can I make a statement?
Sure.
Mastriano needs to stay the hell away from any kind of primary. Just completely not, because I will say this with hand to heart. If Mastriano enters in the race, the entire Republican primary is going to be a litmus test on abortion, and it's going to lose the general election.
Well, if we can't stop Mastriano this time, I mean, I would literally say, Dan.
But even him being there, Dom, it's going to become, right. What does Stacey Garrity think about abortion? What does Kathy Barnett think about abortion?
Right.
It's going to become, the entire primary is going to become about a topic that the party has, I hate to say, moved away from a little bit from trying to win elections, because they know from a moderate standpoint, especially in a state that's purple like Pennsylvania, you're not going to win on that topic.
Wait.
And it's going to become all about it. All again, and it's going to be
I
so
I see what you're saying. Even if he's defeated in the primary, we got to go through this. Well, look, the ball's in the court of President Trump. Yeah, but Dom, we're so far. No. Now, tell this guy no. And then we'll see. And he could say it publicly. He said he would endorse Muser. He could say, hey, Doug, you know what? I don't think so. Just say it publicly, casually like that. Then we'll see what Mastriano does. But Bill is chilling. This guy could be the nominee. You got to realize, do you want this country to continue to surge forward, to Dan's point? This guy will lose congressional seats by his own power. And those three or four seats here, Republican seats that'll cost, I'm told, that could be the margin. And you know what happens if they have the House. So let's be clear here. This maniac cannot be our nominee. That's what it comes down to. And I bet they'll spend $20, $50 million to help him be the nominee. That's how far this goes. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that is right. Coming off these tragic deaths, sad deaths, some of them very sudden last week of 80s icons. A person or a thing, something in there that represents the 80s. We've had some great ones so far. Get yours in, 855-839-1210. Let's go to Joe in Exton, who Henry only knew about Lech Walesa because of Joe, right?
Yeah, correct.
Now, I could see at Mulligan's Lech Walesa and Tony Orlando. Now, that's a show. Let's go to Joe of X.
Was Joe an educator in a past life? Or?
Joe, where are you?
Hello, Dom.
Hi,
good
Joe.
Afternoon.
Were you an educator in a past life?
No.
No?
No, I was considering student teaching.
Okay.
But I changed my mind.
Oh.
All right, Joe.
Kids too ruley.
Well, what was the profession, though, Joe? We've gotten all the credits, but what was your job?
Teaching, student teaching.
No, but I mean, what did you end up doing, though? You didn't do teaching, so what did you end up, what was the career?
Oh, I worked at the state building in Chester.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
And I worked for the parole board.
Huh. Whoa, wait a minute.
All right.
That's burying the lead here. We got to get more tomorrow from you on the parole board. Yes.
Well, no. I was the front desk guy.
Okay.
When the parolees came in, they would tell me which parole agent they wanted to see. And then I would go over the air and page the parole agent.
All right, Joe, more on that in the future. Okay, Joe, who's your person?
My iconic person of the 80s is Johnny Carson, host of The Tonight Show. Here's Johnny.
Thank you, Joe, very much. All right, Earl, very brief time today. Who's yours, Earl?
Mine would be Max Headroom. He had his own TV show on ABC. Yes. He was the Coke spokesman. And in November 22nd, 1987, someone went and hacked into TV station WGN in Chicago, dressed as Max Headroom, and hacked into the station for several minutes and broadcast illegally live on the air.
All right. Thank you, Earl. All right. We'll start with you, Henry. Who did you like today?
Yeah, tough one today. I like Drew and Upper Darby because he wants his MTV. I liked Robert and Ben Salem's answer of Michael Jackson. I don't think it gets much bigger than that. And Stephen Bordentown with the answer of leg warmers. I feel like it's a very 80 thing that's strictly 80s.
I agree. I think the Michael Jackson, we should have taken him off too.
Totally.
We couldn't take everything off.
That's a big one.
Dan, how about yours?
I'm going to throw all those in, but also Joe of Columbus with, I hate to say it, but Springsteen. But he also had like an underlying theme of patriotism there as well.
All right. I think Robert and Ben Salem with Michael Jackson was very tough to beat. All right, we'll do it all again tomorrow, maybe from beyond the grave. Kind of like that one today we were developing, but we're working on it. All right, Richie always next for 4 big hours if you missed it. I love the showdown with Jack Cetarelli last week on the gravy sauce wars that continue. There was a lot of politics and then that. All right, Rich has 4 big hours. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And then hearing Bill of Bucks, chill down my spine, Doug Mastriano. And there goes the presidency effectively. Think about it. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account.
Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.